feel like I had friends, and I was in this band, and the band broke up. You know, so the world was over in my limited perspective. So I wrote a lot of songs when I, so I wrote all these songs when I got there, when I was happy, man. The song's called Where I'm Gone. You know, my brother,
Thank you. We're
gonna go ahead and have you guys all sack up and sing this one.
We're gonna attempt to have the Pete Seeger moment. The Pete Seeger moment is when everybody in the place sings along on the song. No,
you guys know
don't feel shy or embarrassed if you don't think to sing all that well, because everyone else is gonna be singing too, and you're all gonna be singing so loud that no one can hear. Of course, now if you don't sing, don't be embarrassed. Whenever I make fun of you. Anyway. Oh, should we tell them the words of the song?
Oh yeah.
There is a version with words.
So do you want to do it in G or you want to do it in B flat?
G. Oh, we did do it that one time, huh? Yeah, let's do it in B flat.
Awesome. This will be interesting.
Yeah.
It's nice that.
You see, we do this to what's that?
Thank you. said by sages everywhere that banjo players spend half of their lives tuning and the other half playing out of tune. I can't wait till my fiddle player finds out that I've effectively hijacked that joke from him. Somehow it just doesn't seem to work.
Actually, I want to tell these guys a funny story. They seem like they get it before I start. So it was really weird. Like, you know, I got this phone call, and I'm just like at my job back home, and it's this person who heard this song and was like, "We really want to talk to you about some shit. Can you take a 45-minute phone call or whatever?" And I'm like, "I'm at work. Call me, you know, call me back in 30 minutes or whatever." So I get the time. I go. I step outside, and I start chain smoking cigarettes, and I'm on this conference call with all these like ridiculously absurd like industry people that it's fucking. I don't know if you guys have ever talked to an industry person, but
industry mates.
Yeah, it can be quite horrific, you know. And so they're like telling me about all their ideas for this song and what they want to do with it. And I'm like, man, it's just I like it as a folk song, you know. So you guys get to hear it as a folk song, but I guess keep your eyes out if you watch a lot of TV or whatever.
Into the remake of Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, this is the sad, somber song when somebody snorts too much cocaine or whatever.
Yeah. What is it that you're saying? Kovacic.
Kovacic. Sang along.
Everybody say for Raccoon.
Yeah. Sorry, I meant to say that.